Reading is one of my dear hobbies. Yes, I do love to read. I don't always have time to read, but when I do, then I read a lot. I get lost in a book, and then everything else is on hold until I'm done with the book. Sometimes I set this rule to myself that I am not allowed to read unless I'm exercising. This means I need to be outside the house. There is like a long, 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 long road. You just have to walk straight, and there's no cars in there. And because I have a guide dog, it's safe enough for me to walk and read at the same time. And sometimes my dog gets a lot of exercise when I decide that this is one of the books that I read only when I'm exercising. Anyway, I was going to talk about books, and especially scary books this time. I love Stephen King, Dean Koontz, stuff like that. But I'm also wondering, what does make me read stuff like that? Because I am a naive, romantic fool, and I get scared very easily. So if I read, like, Stephen King right before bedtime, then, I'm just gonna be scared. I remember the time when I read Stephen King's book called It. And then I felt very uncomfortable if I had to visit the bathroom during the night, because I just knew that it is there, just waiting for me. And if I enter the bathroom, then I will be slaughtered or something. Well, it's weird because in one way we know that this is not going to happen. There is nothing scary in the bathroom. But at least some of us have this other part of our soul that just doesn't listen, doesn't rationalize. You know, doesn't matter even if you kind of think that it does not exist. You still know it does, and you're still scared of them and stuff like that. I might just be making myself a fool. If I'm the only person on earth who gets scared of books if you read them around midnight, let me know, and I will ask for assistance for getting better mental health. I promise. Anyway, this is one kind of books that I love. Horror stories, scary stories, Stephen King, Dean Koontz, stuff like that. Then there is science fiction. I love science fiction as well. There is this one book that I always say that if you like this book, then it's very likely that you're going to get along with me just fine. This book is The Siberiad by Stanislaw Lem. I think Stanislaw Lem is spelled Stanislaw. I think it's W, Lem, L-E-M. The Siberiad. It's on Audible now, and it's all kinds of awesome story collection. If you're interested in science fiction, then I'd say that it will be good for you. At least it will make you laugh. It's just all kinds of awesome. It's a bit similar to Terry Pratchett. Well, not really, but I don't know any other way to describe it. It has a lot of humor, a lot of jokes that I'm still getting new jokes out of the books, even though I've read Siberia like so many times, but I'm still finding all kinds of new things in there. And this is true for me also with Terry Pratchett. I read them a couple times, and even the third time I'm still like, whoa, I didn't get that the first time. So in this way, these books are similar, but it's nothing to do with Discworld or any of that. Stanislaw Lem's The Siberiad is science fiction in a way. It's like stories, like bedtime stories for adults in one way. It's just a wonderful book. And I highly recommend you read that. If you like your Douglas Adams, if you like your Terry Pratchett, then it is very likely you're going to like the Siberian. Of course, then there is this one type of book, romantic books, romance, where there is this couple, and all along they're getting closer and closer and closer, and then they either do or don't find each other. One type of books that I absolutely hate is the open ends, where it, you know, they never really get together, and it's just like, it's up to you, up to your imagination to think, you know, what then would happen. I'm always very upset after reading that kind of book, because I want, you know, in this way, I'm a bit naive. I want happy endings. And so I don't like stories that, you know, that don't have happy endings. Not all the Stephen King books have happy endings, though. But you know what I mean. It's the certain type of books, the boy-girl books, they must have a happy ending. It's just the way it is. I want my, you know, my romantic stuff to be the kind of that I'm used to. So, happy endings for me, please. Well, I do also read children's books. I'm finding a lot of wisdom out of them now. I read a lot of books that I read first time when I was like 4, 5. One of those is Pukke Punamuurahainen, and that would be Pukke the Red Ant. Not ant like human being, but the insect. And Pukke wants to be something else. He doesn't want to be part of the ant society. And so he goes out to the world and he meets all kinds of different insects. And he meets people. And he has a lot of adventures. But then at the end he discovers that actually for an ant it's the best to just accept your destiny. And then he goes home and works and becomes happy, and it has a happy ending. And I don't know what touches me in this story, but I have to get back to it once in a while, because I think it's a beautiful story about somebody who doesn't feel at home. It's kind of trying to find their place in the society. I think that I can really relate to Pukke and his problems. I have felt the same so many times, and so it comforts me thinking that because Pukke found his way back to the society and made a happy life, then I can do it as well. Yeah, well, I think this is enough for me. Actually, I think it's more than enough for me. I'm going to probably shut down, head for bed, probably take my Victor and some nice book. Hopefully not Stephen King this time, because I'd rather feel comfortable when I need to visit the bathroom during the night. Maybe I will even download Pukke the Red Ant and read that. I haven't read it for a couple years, so it's about time. Anyway, I'm out of here. Sorry for keeping you so long. Take care. Have a wonderful evening. Keep smiling and all that. Talk to you later. Bye.